In the last podcast or blog post, depending on how you were viewing things, we talked about snack tools and different tools within that particular suite. I left one out, and that's snack websites, because I felt that that deserved a post all on its own. Snack websites is a powerful yet easy to use, very flexible website creator, and it's completely free. You can create websites as you want. You've got a certain amount of storage, which is reasonably generous. I forget exactly what it is. And setting a site couldn't be easier. You need an account on Snack Tools. If you've already created previously, you can use that. I logged on with an account, and I've got the capability to make my own website. It's a stage process. The first thing is you're asked about the kind of website you actually, if you want to link with your Facebook or Twitter LinkedIn profile, because it will bring certain data in there then, and use some of that dynamically. But probably in a school situation, that's not going to be the case. If you want to start from scratch, you can choose a particular type of website. So you could be building a portfolio, or it might be that your students are using creating a website to build up a portfolio of their work, maybe from their design technology. You can produce a blog style website, an event style website. That might be something students want to do to publicize something that they're organizing, campaign. Or you can choose a mobile, so it's geared specifically towards being viewed on mobile devices. And then you choose a topic area into which it fits. That will help on when if anybody's trying to find it. Then you use a series of templates. They are in the sense that you take an overall look and feel and change some of the way that things appear. Change the kind of image, you can change the color scheme. So quite unusually get to choose a domain name, a sort of web address from a limited list, but they're quite funky ones, and the students are certainly enjoying that. And then having got that set up, a couple of pages already populated for you with some data, and you can then start editing it and adding it yourself. So you can add multiple pages, you can do, there are widgets for link to any other social networking sites that you've got, like Twitter, LinkedIn, Delicious, and so forth. All of that's taken care of for you. All of the bits that make things look personal are all taken care of, and you can concentrate content. That's not to say that when students get older things, they'll start wanting to make it look exactly as they want it. Fine, so long as we don't lose sight of the fact that it's the content, it's what they have to say, it's the message they have. Is equally as the way that it's wrapped up.